you so much for calling in or listening in today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We're very happy to have you with us, and we love doing our radio shows, myself and Dr. Eugene Zamperone. In particular, we're so happy about this show, which is The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And you can always find us anytime, of course, if you're joining us today. We love that. And we can really be heard anytime, day or night. So if you hear something today from ourselves or our wonderful guests that we'll be bringing on board shortly, you can be sure that you can listen to it any time, day or night, by coming back right here to Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, and then scroll down the shows, and the shows go to in alphabetical order, so go to N for Natural Nurse, and then you will be right on board with us, and I would be so happy to listen to today's show once again, or anytime. So we are thrilled to bring you our guest for today, and that is Dr. Lewis and Janet. And they can always be found at doctorsnutrition.com. And Dr. Lewis and Janet have a long history of helping people achieve their maximum potential. Dr. Lewis is a chiropractic physician and is always staying current on the latest research pertaining to nutritional supplements and optimum health. And Janet Lewis is a certified natural health consultant with a unique perspective on alternative, natural, and complementary nutrition from studying with numerous national leading alternative health experts. Dr. Lewis and Janet know the importance of proper nutrition in the healing process and maintenance of the human body, and they incorporate the latest medical research into decisions while they help people with their nutritional choices. And, of course, they've seen a growth over the years in public need, so they teamed up with Doctors Nutrition to offer extremely low-cost blood work to determine the most appropriate nutritional products that are only available through a doctor's office. They are located in Texas, and Doctors Nutrition offers medical lab services and also consultations by phone if you're not in Texas, so you can monitor your health status, check your cholesterol, thyroid function, liver function, anytime you want at a very reasonable cost. As part of the service, you also get a free consultation explaining the results, a copy of your lab work for your files, and recommendations for very specific nutritional needs you may have. And so we're so happy to bring on board, and hopefully both of you are there. We have on the line both Dr. Lewis and Janet. Thank you for joining us today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Hello. Let's see if we hear both of you clearly, because we're having both of you on. So, Dr. Lewis, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself first and what brought you to choose natural health as your career?
Well, my background, I was trained as a chiropractor, and I understand the importance of nerve flow and how that controls the body. But you can't work as close to 100% unless you have the proper nutrition. And I know the nutrition is very, very lacking in our soils and our foods, plus the pesticides and plastics that our bodies have to deal with. The real reason, and that's a good question, I think we should all figure out the why behind the why we need this. My real reason is because I saw my daddy die when I was a teenager from something that could have been fixed naturally. And so for the people that, you know, their doctor told them they're fine and they still don't feel fine, there is a natural answer. Your body knows how to heal. It just needs the raw materials, and that would be the nutritional materials to work correctly.
Could you share with us what it was that your dad unfortunately passed away from?
Well, you know, he was in and out of the hospital because of low blood sugar, you know, the precursor to diabetes. And me being so young, I don't even know if he had diabetes, but he had, you know, high blood pressure. He'd have to, you know, kind of fudge a little bit to pass the physicals. And ended up having ulcerative colitis. And so many of us have intestinal problems. And it doesn't matter what you have, whether it's the hormone problems that women have, whether it's depression or stress or obesity or diabetes or heart disease, there's always a gastrointestinal link, always. And so his ulcerative colitis, he went into the hospital, you know, with some really good doctors, and all I heard was, well, we think we gave him too much cortisone and it made him have a heart attack. And, you know, that's no fault to the medical profession. They do an awesome job in a crisis, so please don't misunderstand me. But it's something that if I'd have known then what I know now, oh, yeah, we could have fixed him in 6 months.
Absolutely. Now, of course, when you say that yourself, Dr. Stephen and Janet could have fixed them. Really, it's like you could have given him information that might have helped him, but it would still be his choice to make those changes that you suggested.
That's a good point, too. You're hitting right where my heart lives. It's like we're a nation of knowledge, but not necessarily of wisdom and doing, and it's the doing of having the proper choice and implementing the action step that actually can get people well. So I agree with you 110%.
Yeah, and so, however, though, you have put together all this information. It's interesting. It's always interesting to me how when we go back in people's history, and it seems to always lead to childhood, like you immediately shared with us, that's where the grain of implementation was that led you to go into natural healing as a career.
Yes.
And it really was, you know, because of a personal experience of yourself as a younger person, and I'm sure it was traumatic to lose your dad. And as you know, of course, that gastrointestinal problem was probably linked to whatever other pharmaceuticals he was taking at the time. So it becomes this, you know, really rapid, unfortunately, downhill slide. So unfortunately, you lost your dad, but there's always a bright lining, and that was that it led you to be able to help so many others with your current work.
We can use the negative things that happen to us and let it defeat us, or we can let it empower us. And, you know, I try very diligently to help lift people up and give them the encouragement that it takes for them to take action. You know, Janet had a similar experience.
That's beautiful. So, yeah, so let's go over to Janet. And, Janet, you are deeply involved in the work at your clinic and also with this entire protocol that you guys have put together. And I do like to give out your website. Now, it seems like you have two. One is drsnutrition.org. And the other one, because I've been visiting the website to look at your work, and I suggest our listeners do the same because it's a wonderful resource. You also have doctorsnutrition, all spelled out, .com.
That's so, there's actually two stores. That's the one in Gulfport, Mississippi. And then we're the one in Texas.
Okay.
So that's actually our best friends that run that one down there.
Okay. So it seems like people can find you either
right.
of those ways. So you can share, you know, whichever one you're happier with. But let's bring you on board now, Janet. And you obviously are very, very deeply involved and very well trained as a health counselor. And you've taken many, many courses. What led you to this as your life's work?
Well, the first thing was watching my grandfather lose both of his legs to diabetes. And that's very traumatic when you're about 7 years old and see your grandfather with no legs anymore. And then you find out as you're growing up that, well, you seem to have those tendencies as well. And at age 35, because of me not being healthy, I had a hysterectomy. And if I had known now, or known then what I know now, I would never have chosen that because I could have gotten healthy instead of having to have parts removed. But because of watching all of that. I'm now, you know, I'm not a diabetic. I do watch what I eat, and you can quickly become one if you don't watch what you eat. And I've actually, after the hysterectomy, I gained so much weight. I was didn't want to move. I don't know how my husband stood me for the year and a half afterward because I couldn't stand myself.
She was still beautiful.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I went from a size 6 to a size 12 in a year.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Right, and the doctor said, well, you know, it's no worries. You'll gain, you know, about 5 pounds a year. Well, at age 35, at 5 pounds a year, I'm thinking, man, I won't be able to fit through the door pretty soon. So because of the low-cost lab work, we chose to start figuring out what was causing it instead of just masking it with the drugs that they gave me afterward. And because we got that right, I went back down to a size 6. I'm now 51 years old, and I actually feel better now than I did when I was in my 20s and 30s.
And she really looks about 10 years younger than what she is. But, you know, that takes some effort with nutrition.
Right. It takes, first, Janet went through a learning curve. First, she had kind of a shock to her system. Both Janet, because the first wake-up call was about your grandfather, but then you saw yourself going down, you know, God forbid, not exactly the same path, but kind of similar, with a decrease in your health and wellness leading to surgery. And at some point, you had to come completely to grips with the fact that only you could change that.
That's right. And that's what it does take, because you can tell people that all day long. I have immediate family members that I try to get to take natural products, and you know, they still want to do it the way they want to, and it's very hard to watch a loved one go downhill knowing you could change that. But like you said, they have to want to do that.
Right, and it's a wonderful resource that you are there for them. And I'll tell you, our message, and I know you've been speaking on this message so many years, and when I say ours, of course, our message with naturalnurse.com all these years as well, you know, It's getting out there, because, you know, I bet you guys even have Targets in, you know, Target stores in your locations.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I would say I was maybe really shocked, but last night I went to my local Target. I live in Florida, and I said, okay, I'll just get a couple things here, like, you know, paper towels or something, you know, and then I'm going to go to a more of an organic grocery store to get my food. And I have to say I was shocked that I found every single thing that I wanted 100% USDA certified organic. And even things like rice cakes that I eat, organic brand, right there in Target. I was shocked. So obviously this message is getting out.
Yes, I was going to say it's because of shows like yours where people are getting educated and they realize it makes a difference.
So obviously, you know, you guys have been speaking to this for such a long time, and you're so motivated personally. So let's just go through what you might, like, eat in a day. You know, either of you could share that. And you know, everybody cheats a little, but what would you consider a good diet that you're able to stick with? I mean, to go from a size 12 to a size 6, I know you did that.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say we eat about half as much as anybody else.
Excellent. Right.
There's
caloric restriction.
Well, and you know, that increases longevity, and everybody's on a diet, this diet, that diet. Well, if you would not look at what the diet books say and look at what they cut out mostly the grain products, anything that turns to sugar too rapidly. They cut out the GMOs, and they cut out the aspartame, and they cut out the sugars and the high fructose corn syrup, the processed foods. But, you know, we've had people at the restaurant, or the waitress would say, the owner of the restaurant wants to know which one of you's sick. You don't order enough food. It's like, well, it's not like I'm wasting away, and I have twice as much energy as I'm supposed to at my age. So we just kind of, it's what they give up in these diet books that we basically give up.
Well, and I tell people, don't think of it as a diet. It's a lifestyle change, because people hear the word diet and immediately think they're doing without something. And there's so many things you can still eat. We basically just tell people, try not to do more than one grain per day. And they go, well, what do you eat? And that's what you asked. You know, in the mornings, we tell people eat eggs. My husband actually has chickens with organic, you know, we have organic eggs from that. Sometimes we will do a smoothie drink that we put together with our protein powders and different things to get all the nasty things that don't taste good by themselves all in a drink and just drink that for breakfast. It's about having some protein in the morning to keep that sugar from spiking. And then lunchtime is when we eat our bigger meal because, you know, either breakfast or lunch is the time your body can still break it down and you don't go to bed on a full stomach and gain weight. And at night, we eat very little. We may eat some kind of soup or something.
Or a half an avocado or pistachio nuts or just a handful of walnuts, something very simple. But we also take digestive enzymes.
Right.
Because our environment and our bodies are so full of plastics, pesticides, fire retardants, et cetera, et cetera.
Tell us what you mean by plastics, doctor. What do you mean by plastics?
Well, if you look how society's changed, say, in the last 50 years, you know, there's so many plastics that are all around us that they actually outgas things. And so, you know, we're drinking filtered water reverse osmosis water in plastic bottles, which that's an improvement over tap water, but and they'll say BPA free, but yet they still have somewhere around 12 or 13 estrogen mimicking or hormone disrupting chemicals in the bottle while we feel good about drinking out of a BPA free bottle. Plastics, they're in our toothbrushes. We have the makeup products, our deodorant, you know, but they all have toxins in it, and I don't mean to talk about what's wrong, you know, to the people listening, because there is a solution, and that's the more important part of this equation.
Even some of the natural vitamins and things, the capsules are made up of some plastics that are not good.
Yeah, well, that's almost all vitamins, and all drugs have things in it that are plastic, that are known cancer causers, and then they have dyes in them like titanium dioxide, a known cancer causer, and a lot of other ones. So most supplements, it's like they're not that good. And that's the same thing with food. You know, our food, the nutrient level has gone down up to 76% in the last 50 years.
Yeah, that's true. And why is that?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, you know, because of the way we farm. But when you put in NPK as a fertilizer, most people don't realize that actually replaces where calcium, magnesium, and potassium should go into the plant, if it were even in the soil itself. For example, and God, I hope people really listen to this one. This is a true story. There's this young, very energetic organic farmer, and he's in North Carolina. He's been there 1 year, and he got first runner-up as best organic farm around Charlotte in 1 year. So next year he'll probably win the prize. And he called me and said, Dr. Lewis, I've been doing your stuff a year and a half, and I feel absolutely incredible, but I haven't ordered in 3 months. And I said, I know. We know who we ship to, because we ship to dozens and dozens and dozens of different people in states every day. He said, but why is it everything I eat is organic? Everything that goes in my mouth or the mouth of my child and my wife is organic, something that I grew. But I feel terrible if I'm not taking your supplements. I'm eating organic. And I said, well, you need to read certain books that talk about the plastics, the pesticides, the radiation, the chemicals that are endocrine disruptors. And that's the reason, even if it's organic, that means you don't have the pesticides and herbicides, but you don't necessarily have the minerals and the enzymes in the food itself. And he finally read the book I told him to a year and a half before, and he called me back and says, oh, my God. He says, now I know why you mean, well, if I want to live at 100%, I have to supplement because I can't get it all out of organic food. So diet change is a necessary part of the equation, but it's not complete.
Wow, that's great, Dr. Lewis. Can you share with us the name of that book? Because my listeners will certainly want to know.
Well, Janet says I should write my own book because
that's
I've
true.
Got it in my head, but I'm too lazy, I guess. I'd rather spend time with her on the couch. But my favorite book about understand the why behind the why you do this, your motivating factor, is Detoxify or Die. And I'll order a bunch of them and then give them away, and then I tell people, read 3 pages. If that doesn't scare the pants off of you and motivate you to live the best life you can live by supplementing properly, then you're beyond hope. And people read 3 pages or 3 chapters in that book, and it's like, oh, my goodness, now I know why you're doing it, and now I know why I need to do it. And I got a letter yesterday from a guy in Minnesota. Now, keep in mind, we're from Texas. This guy's from Minnesota. He said, thank you for all the help you've given me over the years. He says, you allow me to be a better father to my children and a stronger husband for my wife. That's all he ever needed to say. I'll love him forever.
That's a beautiful accolade. Now, people are able to visit your website, and you'll let me know the best one for them to visit. And I know you do offer specific products. After you just said, you know, many supplements, you know, especially big name brands that people might see commercials on TV for all the time. I'll just say it starts with a C and ends with an M, but we won't, you know, name a name because we don't name brands on our show here. And we also don't want to get sued by the giant drug companies who own that brand.
Right,
but
right.
Basically, so you read the labels and you choose specific things and you actually look at people's blood work and discuss with them on the phone what they need. And in many states, they can actually get the blood work done through you as well.
That's correct. You know, when we sell a product, our products are pharmaceutical grade, which means they have to be within 5% of what it says on that label. All of our things are only sold to doctors.
Another important point is that you're looking for some of the fillers, like you mentioned earlier,
right,
titanium dioxide, and things that are snuck in, basically, in the other ingredients in commercial supplements.
Correct. That's exactly right.
And when Janet says within 5%, you know, I had a man out in Nevada says, well, I read on the Internet, and I go, oh, my goodness, they got just enough information. You know, the Internet's not always a good thing. But he said, fish oil has to be done this way. He said, would you provide me a certificate of analysis? I said, in 30-something years, I've never had anybody ask me for that, but of course I will. And I gave him the certificate of analysis for the people that bottle our fish oil out of Sweden and Norway is where it's caught, and it has to be low temperature molecularly distilled, and it comes out a lot higher, actually, than 5% of what it says on the label, and it comes out several hundred times cleaner than what is called the industry standard, you know, in decreased dioxins and benzenes and mercury and things like that. So, yes, it's not lower than 5% of what it says, but sometimes it goes a whole lot higher in the DHAs and EPAs and the fish oil, for example.
And the really neat thing about it is because we do run lab work, we can actually see on lab that our products are moving the lab values, where sometimes we'll go over lab with someone and we'll tell them, you know, they need this fish oil because of their high triglycerides or a kidney problem. And they might get ours to start with, and then the lab looks better, and then they decide, well, I think I'm going to go the cheap route, and I'll go to the big box store, and I'm going to get what they told me to, but just not theirs, and because I think somehow that it's cheaper, even though ours is usually 3 to 5 times stronger, it really isn't cheaper in the long run. And then they'll run their lab again, and their numbers are back to looking like they did when we first saw them. And we're like, what happened? They're like, well, I don't know. I'm taking the fish oil just like you told me. I'll say, is it our fish oil? And they're, well, no. I thought it was cheaper, so I thought I would try a different way. We are actually able to see on lab whether they're using our products or not because the numbers move.
That's such great information. We're going to take a little bit of a break right here. And before we do, just tell us, Janet, what is the best website for people to go to, you know, to look for what you guys are doing?
It's drsnutrition.org. It's drsnutrition.org.
Excellent. And I do have that listed. By the way, if your friends would like to listen or you'd like to listen again, we're also going to have a link directly to Dr. Lewis and Janet's website. So we're just going to take a little break right here. And when we come back, we will be continuing our discussion with Dr. Lewis and Janet from Doctors Nutrition. We'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of the Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the folklore, history, chemistry, and medicinal applications of the common kitchen herb, thyme.
The common culinary spice known botanically as Thymus vulgaris is only one member of a large genera which includes over 400 species and even more varieties. The Thymus genera is originally native to the Mediterranean region and is a perennial plant which grows wild in usually dry, sandy soil, green heaths, and grasslands. Thyme is a prolific, fragrant, creeping ground cover and often displays an attractive spray of flowering branchlets spanning the spectrum from white to violet.
There is considerable debate amongst historians as to the origin of the name thyme. Some believe it to be from the Greek thymen, meaning to fumigate or to burn a sacrifice, because it was used as a sweet-smelling incense and also to keep pests and venomous creatures away from the Greek home. Others believe it came from the Greek thumos, meaning courage or energy, perhaps because it has a reputation of being used by Greek warriors for courage and was bathed in and used as a beverage for invigoration. The Egyptians used an herb called thyme, which we believe is Thymus vulgaris, to mummify their dead. The principal chemical constituents of thyme are the volatile oils consisting of phenol, thymol, and carvacrol. A 1977 article in the scientific journal Chemical Abstracts revealed that thymol's antimicrobial activity is 18 times more powerful than phenol. Phenol is a major antiseptic used in commercial germicidal cleaners like Lysol. Thymol is one of the most potent antimicrobial substances known and far surpasses even the strongest antibiotics. It has been illustrated in the Journal of Chemistry and in the Merck Index of Drugs and Chemicals to destroy parasites, worms, fungi, bacteria, mosquito larvae, and many viruses.
The pharmaceutical and cosmetic industry is privy to the important medicinal effects of oil of Thymus vulgaris. It is ubiquitously found in gargles, cough drops, vapor rubs, and many mouthwashes. Oil of thyme is to be used, albeit very sparingly because of its potency, as a gargle or mouthwash for sore throats and inflamed gums. Because the volatile oil is expelled via the lungs and kidneys, naturopathic physicians use it for upper respiratory infections and urinary tract infections. If you're in the midst of a cold and are lying in bed with too much thyme on your hands, try making a thyme tea made with just a few teaspoons of thyme to a cup of boiling water. It's an excellent diaphoretic because it causes the body to perspire profusely. Thyme also possesses an excellent carminative and antispasmodic effect, helping in poor digestion, flatulence, and intestinal gripe.
So, listeners, if you're feeling ill, thyme heals all wounds. Remember to reach for that thyme in a bottle the next time you open up the Natural Medicine Chest.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse. And you can get in touch with me. Let me know what you like about the show, what else you'd like to hear. We love to hear from you. And you can find us at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. Today we have wonderful guests, knowledgeable guests, Dr. Lewis and Janet. And you can find them on their website, which is www.drsnutrition.org. So that's drsnutrition.org. And thank you so much for being with us. And the two of you are doing the show together. And it sounds like you are a married couple. And you're very supportive to each other. So, you know, we're going to talk about nutrition, but how about, like, social interactions? Where does that fit into the wellness picture?
Well, I think everything should be multifaceted to, you know, have good health. I tell people, I said, you know, you have to feel good mentally,
spiritually, the social interactions, I think as you get friends in a lot of different places, I think that's very, very important. And, you know, I keep going back. I've read research for 30 years, usually till 10 o'clock at night, although I've kind of stopped that. I don't read till 8 or 9 usually. It's something as simple as wheat can cause Valium-like a reaction in the brain, and wheat can actually cause schizophrenia, and it's worse now. That study was done in 1984, and I've seen people that just go absolutely unable to function in social situations just after eating a little bit of wheat.
You know, that's true, and I have to say, from you both sharing what you usually have, let's say, in a diet, I'm really amazed after you have studied so many years, as I have to say, my eating pattern and yours is identical. I actually do have protein in the morning, and then I have my largest meal around 3, and then I have a small snack at night, and then, you know, during the day, if I want a little something, I'll actually have with me organic cashews, and I do not leave the house without food, because when you're out and about, you know, I'm not running into the closest pizza place or 7-Eleven just to grab and go. I grab and go right in my car. And when I'm in Florida, I actually have a cooler in my back seat, so when I'm running out for the day, I just bring those little blue ice boxes and throw them in there with sometimes steamed vegetables that'll be room temperature by the beginning of the day, and you know, some protein. So I was just so happy to hear that, because I know you've been looking into that for so many years. Now, let's go into specifically the things you offer. You certainly offer either that blood work. I know there's a couple states where you can't recommend the blood work, but you're looking for basically some things that might be, let's say, out of whack. And one of those things, which are very big, might be thyroid problems.
Right.
A lot of people have been talking about that. What do you think that's due to? Is it so prevalent, or are there other things involved?
Many times it is. That, you know, with the thyroid, that range is so large. And, you know, on the lab, it's like a 0.4 to a 4.50, and anywhere in that range, they run the, you know, the TSH, which is the thyroid stimulating hormone. That's not the true picture of what the thyroid's actually doing. But if it's anywhere in that range, they tell people your thyroid's fine. Well, it may be fine, but it's not optimal. And that's what we're looking for, is to get the numbers optimal, because as America gets sicker and fatter as a nation, because insurance companies are behind all of this, those ranges are getting larger, because if the people fall in that range, then they don't have to pay for the problem that's associated with it.
You just said a very important thing, a lot of very important things, Janet. First of all, that what we see in this country is that they actually change the ranges. I've seen this, you know, I've been in healthcare since 1964. They actually change the ranges to match what many people are at, which is not optimum at all, but so that more people fit into the normal range. That's just shocking, but true.
Right. So we have to practice at optimal ranges so that we can get people well. You know, the medical profession is great. You know, they, like I said, they're great for a crisis, but for health, not so much. And they're generally looking for flags on their lab work. The other problem is that because they are having their hands tied by insurance companies on what they're able to run for lab work, they now don't run very many panels of it. We're seeing people lucky to get one or two panels of lab. And I tell people, that's like a chess game. You need to see all the players on the board as much as you can to make an informed decision. You know, when we run lab work, we're running 11 panels.
We're throwing a big net when we go fishing.
Right.
A big net. And people have mistaken what is common and saying, well, since it's common, therefore it's normal. And if you saw even the medical doctors that come down here and buy our products and come down here and get our lab work, and I asked one the other day, and he does hormone replacement therapy, which I hope you'll get into. But I said, why are you doing your lab work? I said, you're 60 and you're thin. I know you eat good. You know more than any other medical doctor that I know about natural medicine. I said, and how do you he says, well, I have to keep my head bowed real, real quietly, and I don't advertise what I do or what I recommend for my patients because I'm afraid of what they're going to do to me when I try to get people healthy rather than just suppress symptoms. And he has,
you know, unfortunately, on a political level, you are so correct that many doctors who do recommend nutrition and food and, you know, do extra lab testing that you actually offer directly to patients. They can just get the labs done themselves if their doctors won't order them, but you have really wonderful rates for that. It's just a shame that doctors do often get attacked, but that's a topic for another day. So since you brought up that hormone panels are an important thing, please do share your thoughts about that and the science about that, Dr. Lewis.
Well, you know, that goes back to the plastics, pesticides, and the phthalates, you know, the things that are in they're in a lot of books, but the Detoxified Diet is a really good book. And that's why Janet was talking about thyroid's not optimal, and I, you know, hopefully we'll get into adrenals because Janet's a pretty good adrenal thyroid expert. But the hormones, all of these plastics, pesticides, the fire retardants that's in your little kids' pajamas, and they're in the pillow and they're in the mattress, they mimic estrogen. And you know, I'm to the age, I've noticed that little girls develop their secondary sex characteristics many years before they used to when I was a kid. And little boys are much more feminine than they used to because of the effect of these estrogen-mimicking plastics and pesticides. The average man's sperm count is down 50% in 50 years, and the experts say the testosterone is down 50% in 50 years, and I personally think that's grossly underestimating the problem because, you know, the range is like 380 to 1,200 on testosterone, and most men are running about 250. And 250, you may still be sexually functional, but it's not like it used to be. And these endocrine disruptors, or xenoestrogens as they're called, they cause the epidemic of low T. And then they cause estrogen dominance in a woman, and that's where a lot of breast cancers and cysts and fibroids in the ovaries and uterus come from. And thus, well, let's just, oh, you have irregular menstruation or heavy bleeding, you have PMS symptoms, let's give you some more estrogen hormone replacement therapy, which actually it may alleviate the symptom, but it exacerbates and accelerates the demise down into disease. And that causes a lot of mental issues like stress and anxiety and depression.
And it starts young with these younger girls. You know, we're speaking to 10 and 11-year-old girls now that are having menstrual cycles, and they're heavy menstrual cycles. You know, mine started as heavy menstrual cycles. If I would have known then, you know, that that was a sign of, hey, my hormones are not really in balance because of the estrogen mimickers. Like I said, there are things you can do to start gobbling that back up and reversing that. You know, the women, when they get too much estrogen dominance, they grow an extra back. They get thicker through the back, and their shirts don't fit like they used to. They start carrying it in their abdomen area because the body sees that bad estrogen and stores it as fat.
They lose sexual desire. For the men that are listening, if your wife has that, we have the answer.
Yeah, well,
only because
I
live
talking about with hormones. So if people did visit your website, let's say some of our listeners, and I know they're all really interested because you're giving phenomenal information, if they were to visit drsnutrition, is that the one we want? Yep, drsnutrition.org. What are some of the things that they actually could do to interact with you? How could they get some of these tests? And I know some states don't allow it, but perhaps they can get the test done. You maybe would talk to them and give them a list so they can send you their test results,
yes.
But you would tell them what to get. As you
yes.
said, getting a thyroid-stimulating hormone, which is a hormone not made by the thyroid, to
mm-hmm.
determine
yes.
as the sole information about if your thyroid is working right, is not medically prudent in my book.
Amen.
You're very polite about mm-hmm. the way you say that. I like that.
What they can do on the website, they can. We have many shows on our website of probably any ailment that may cross their mind. They can listen to and learn more. We have a health survey on there that they can fill out, and it's brief, and it comes directly to Dr. Lewis or myself, so that we want to know what you're wanting addressed.
But I will call you about 95% of the time, because you know that Jen is the one that's doing most of the work here. So, you know, behind every successful man is an exhausted woman.
But based on what you filled out and where you live, we are able to determine where there is a lab that is close to you. And if you're wanting to do lab work, we send you to that lab. They draw it for us. We get the results back. And then, like you said, we email everything over the email, and Dr. Lewis does phone consultations. Or you can send us your lab work when you give us your health survey. You know, at least you can get started somewhere to see what's going on, instead of just walking into a health food store and guessing at what you think you need based on Aunt Elva's experience, you know, that it helped heal her. A lot of the people that come in here and tell us what they think is wrong with them, when we run their lab work, they're not even close, including ourselves. The lab is so needed to make the right choice.
It's very thorough, so we look at a lot
targeted,
of different angles.
It's really targeting and individualizing what someone should do, instead of, like you said, just going and spending lots of additional money on poor quality products and also things they actually don't need. And in the worst situation, can be dangerous, because if you decide to take more of a nutritional supplement when you already have too much, that mm-hmm. actually can put you into danger zone.
And we've seen that with adrenal function especially. You know, they think they have an adrenal problem, and I say, okay, is it high or low? Well, I don't know.
But Dr. Google said,
yes.
you know, that's the thing, and we talked about thyroid. Well, you can't really have a thyroid suboptimal function without having an adrenal problem. There's so much feedback between the two. For example, if you have a liver problem, you have a kidney problem. If you have a kidney problem, you have a liver problem. And so you have to see which roads lead to Rome, so you'll know which direction to go. And the adrenals, you know, I mentioned that because we live in such a stress-filled society, and stress, I think, should be defined, because it's kind of an ill-defined word. Now, stress can be the social interaction problem that may be coming out of the GI gut. It could be chemical stress. It can be psychological. It can be usually almost always hormonal and GI-related, but stress can be financial. The stress of the holidays, you know, where it's like, oh, I love to see my family, but my holiday spirit has to come from the liquor store. Well, that's stress, too.
Well, you know what? Hold that thought. Dr. Lewis and Janet, because we're going to take one more station identification break at this point for Progressive Radio Network to tell all our listeners about many of the wonderful shows that they can always hear. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion with Dr. Lewis and Janet from Doctors Nutrition. That's drsnutrition.org, a wonderful resource for our listeners. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from Progressive Voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Love, lust, and laughter. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Dr. Diana Wiley, a board-certified sex therapist and a marriage and family therapist. Guests, colleagues, authors are interviewed, and we sometimes dispense advice to create a format that is both informative and entertaining. If you can't listen live, go to the archives and even rate the show on iTunes. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope that you are coming with us.
This is Guy McPherson. Join me and Mike Sleva with Nature Bats Last Radio on PRN.FM. Catch us Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. on the East Coast. You can rate the show on iTunes, and if you don't catch us live, you can catch us 24/7 in the PRN archives. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time with Nature Bats Last on PRN.FM.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Nall. Normally, you would hear the Progressive Commentary Hour Monday evenings, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. However, as of today, we're going to be having it every Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. So just change your calendar, please. Change your schedule. Tuesday, 7 to 8 for the Progressive Commentary Hour.
Thank you for listening to PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We love to hear from you. Get in touch at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. And today we have as our guest a loving couple of healthcare providers, and that is Dr. Lewis and Janet. They have a long history of helping people achieve their maximum potential through healthy living and nutrition, and they are sharing so much information with us. Now, as we went off, and this is for either of you, you would like to focus a little bit on the importance of the adrenal glands. So, and then, of course, you're very involved in specific individualized interventions using food, exercise, nutritional supplementation. How would you determine if someone does have an issue with their adrenal glands, and if so, which way it's out of whack?
Well, you know, there's many symptoms that have to do with when people tell me what's going on with them, like if they tell me they're excessive worriers, they're perfectionist, if they skip meals, or they're eating a lot of junk food.
If they can't shut their brain down at night and go to sleep peacefully.
If they're filling out our health survey at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, we're pretty sure they have an adrenal problem.
That's a clue, okay.
And then we that is a part of our lab. It's a standard part of our 11 panel of labs. So when we look at that, we're looking to see if it's high or low because, like I said, there's very specific things you give for one way or the other. And there's no way to, you get the same symptoms either direction on the lab, but the products are very different on what you give to correct it.
Okay, so what kind of labs would somebody actually get done if you know if you wanted to view a little bit more deeply whether or not they had an adrenal issue?
Well, we do the AM cortisol, which is generally enough to let us know which way to treat it, whether it's too low or too high, but we kind of blend that into the equation with what the thyroid is doing because we do five different parts of the thyroid and they work so closely together, even though one's in your throat and one's on top of your kidneys, they're very, very closely related. So, you know, we can blend the two and generally figure it out. And one of the symptoms that I have experienced in the past is when you get out of bed and you're dreaming about when you can get back in bed or take a nap, that could most likely be an adrenal problem.
Or wanting too much caffeine. You've got to have caffeine all day long.
She's gone from preaching to getting personal now.
So you would order the AM cortisol, and you feel just by doing that, as well as looking much more deeply at the thyroid, not only doing a thyroid-stimulating hormone, which, by the way, of course, is not even a thyroid hormone, that you don't have to do the 24-hour cortisol collection.
Well, you know, that's not a bad thing either, but, you know, the problem we've had in the past, and, you know, if we may learn something here, but what we've done the saliva, and the lab always said the patient did it incorrectly, which I don't believe the patient always did it incorrectly, so we just went to the blood, and, you know, we get that question a lot, well, do you do the saliva or do you do the blood, and that's the reason we've kind of gravitated to mostly blood draw because, you know, there's a constant there and the lab can't say, well, you know, the patient didn't collect the saliva correctly.
Right. And then, you know, we're running the free T3 also. You know, the thing with natural medicine is every part of the thyroid, it takes a different product to fix it or correct it. Like the T4, we have the T4 thyroxine on the lab, and that's a product. And then the T3 uptake is showing us estrogen, a lot of estrogen dominance, the bad estrogens. And then the free T3, that's a different product, you know. So we're looking at different parts of it, and when we get it all as a whole, we 95% of the time can make the patient feel tremendously better.
Well, tell us the difference between T3 and T4. What does that mean?
Well, usually when it doesn't convert from one to the other, it's a lack of selenium, but then you have to figure in the iodine. And, you know, I've read all kinds of books and different research studies, and some of them would imply that, well, we have an iodine deficiency in America, which is absolutely true. But they'll say, well, go up to 50 or 75 milligrams of iodine. It's like, oh, no. Too much of a good thing is not a good thing.
You know, that's interesting because my husband Michael, and I, I got a sample from one of my radio show hosts of a very, really excellent iodine product, and there was
right.
a particular dosing amount on there. And he and I have never been tested, and truthfully, I would imagine we're probably fine because, you know, we feel basically excellently well. But we decided to try this, and I'll tell you, we both took it, and it really revved both of us up way too much. So mm-hmm. that amount was not for us. Mm-hmm. That was just listed as a dosage. I think it was like way overdoing it for us.
We like to start slow, but, you know, again, you have to balance the iodine with the selenium, and there's a certain amount of the different types of B vitamins that have to do with conversion. And then you've got tyrosine, which is an amino acid, but then we have other natural desiccated thyroid products that work very, very close to it's not a drug, but it works very closely like Armour Thyroid, except it's very, very steady. There's never been a variance in the quality of the product. And I've had people call me within 1 to 2 days and says, oh, my God, I feel so good. Is this a fluke? And I'd say, no, ma'am, it's not a fluke. This is what you can feel like and even better for the rest of your life. And I tell people, because they come in off of Google, and I said, you know, you don't need to understand. What you need to do is ask me enough questions so that you know that I understand, because your faith and your trust is going to carry you much, much, much further into good health than your knowledge.
Because
I don't treat myself.
It's like too much information, and then you miss some of the other pieces of it.
And that's one of the things that stressed us out, is too much information.
I think you're right. That's probably a whole new ball game with our current data-friendly information. See, you know, it wasn't that long ago. I know you're both old enough to remember. There were no cell phones, you know what I mean, let alone Internet. There was nothing.
Right.
And I
mm-hmm.
used to spend, I used to write into my schedule a chunk of time every week to be in the medical library to read the journals, because those journals were very expensive and I couldn't afford a subscription to all of them, and they didn't exist online. So it was a whole different world.
I know. We had a lot more peace and quiet.
This is very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Well, I'd like you to share what you were going to say, Dr. Lewis, because, you know, it's a complicated life, and that's one of the reasons people's adrenals are so stressed out as well.
Well, I was just going to say, I think the best thing we can do as a society is look back at how peaceful and how fulfilling it was a few decades ago. And since we are in age where commercialism is shoved at us and information shoved at us. And I've always been one to say, you know, we should all learn to submit to authority, because even though I think I'm very, very knowledgeable, when I'm ill, I do not go and treat myself. I go for help. You know, most recently I said, you know, this feels terrible, and I was almost about to go to the hospital. I said, Janet, would you please help me? And it's really a funny thing, when I did everything she told me to do, oh my goodness, my gut problem stopped completely. And I was about to go to the hospital, you know, fearing the worst. And, you know, Janet says, well, do this, 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 and this. And I said, yes, ma'am, you put it in front of me, I'll take it. And in 3 days, oh, I feel 180 degrees better. So find somebody you trust. You know, you're doing an excellent, excellent job. And there's many other people like you and like us that's doing the job. And I tell people, it's not that a doctor's good or bad. It's whether it's a good fit. And find something you feel good about in your spirit or in your intuition, and go with that.
Now, what about all this new buzz about hormone replacement therapy that, you know, we see centers kind of jumping up offering just that?
Do you want me to sugarcoat it, or do you want me to shoot straight?
Tell us what you think, Dr. Lewis.
Well, you know, people come in, they say, well, I'm on bioidentical hormones. And I said, the only bioidentical hormones are the ones your body makes for itself. And I actually asked the doctor that does it around here, do you have any side effects on your hormone replacement therapy with your men or women? He says, no, not really. But I didn't say anything about the ones that had problems and came and sought help with us. I think a lot of doctors really don't know that much. They'll put you on something that causes cancer. And I had a doctor call me one time and said, you told the patient that I had them on something that causes cancer. I said, here's the research. This, 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 and this, the estrogen you put them on can cause cancer, or if they're lucky, they'll just have a stroke or heart attack and die early. And the lady says, but everything we do causes cancer. And I said, well, no, you do a lot of wonderful things for people, but, you know, long-term hormone replacement therapy is not what it was cracked up to be 3 decades ago.
And I completely agree with that. Now, believe it or not, we are at coming very close to the end of our show today. So I want to say you were both absolutely fantastic guests with so much great information. And I highly recommend that our listeners visit drsnutrition.org. That's drsnutrition.org. And get in touch with you. Perhaps go there and just fill out that questionnaire to, you know, get sorted and get some really individualized input on what they can do for their selves, their self, and their family. So why don't each of you just give sort of a parting hello and goodbye to our listeners.
Well, I think the thing that I would like to leave people with is hope. There is a way to feel better. You do not have to wait to die. You should be living life at your fullest. If God still has you here, there's a reason for that. And we can offer the hope to you by giving you health back.
Well, thank you. We're going to have to end it there. So goodbye, Dr. Lewis. Thank you so much for being our guest today. And listeners, until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.